have to answer to Tiffany or Judy, and you don't want that. Ask TJ and Virgil. That's bad deal. Bad deal. All right. I'm going to ask our ushers if they come and serve us. We're going to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings, and the choir's going to sing. So you set your feet under God's table, and let's enjoy what the Holy Spirit has for us today. All right. Jeremy, if you would, pray for the offering, please.
Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you what. Jesus come fishing.
Yeah.
And he caught one of the ordinary ones.
Bless you.
And he gave me a heart transplant. He didn't even start. I'll tell you what. God is good.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Y'all
yeah.
remember us in prayer. Remember our military.
Sure.
That's why we're able to be right here in this building.
Right.
Just thank God.
Sing this one
good
now. It's a joy.
101. It's a joy.
Amen.
Comes your song. When he calls, I'll fly away.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all while we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty we'll behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Jimmy.
You know, that first song that the choir sang, Debbie sang, she said, the things of earth will then lose their value.
Right.
If you'll recall, they're only borrowed for a while. And I've been thinking a lot this morning, you know, even this building will not stand. This building at some point, nothing that we have in this material life is going to stand. Not even the house that you live in is going to stand.
Yeah.
Take stock of your life and see what it is, you know. When I was young, when I was first couple years of my life, we lived in an old house, and that house is no longer there anymore. We need to consider that the things of this earth will all pass away.
Right.
But what we do in Christ is what lives on.
Amen.
Take stock of your life. What is it that you put your value in? Because if it's material things, if it's things of this earth, every boat out there is going to sink one day.
Yeah.
Every building out there is going to collapse one day.
Exactly, Jimmy.
Is your soul going to outlast those things? My soul is going to outlast this building. My soul is going to outlast the coffin that my body is going to be in. Think about those things. Do you have that assurance?
Yeah.
Do you have the assurance that you're going to be around?
Yeah.
Let me say this, we're all going to be around somewhere.
Yeah.
But are you going to be in heaven while all these things of this earth pass away? All of the silver and gold is going to be corrupted. All of the buildings will fall. All of the mechanisms that we have in place, the governments won't be around. All of that stuff will be gone. Will you be rejoicing in heaven? Think about that this morning. I'm thankful that I have that Jesus Christ is the only thing that lasts. He's the only thing that is the way that we have eternal life.
Amen.
For that this morning, that's why we're here. We're not here. When we sing those songs, our spirit is crying out to God, and these are the things that last.
That's right.
Not these material things. I'm just thankful.
Yeah.
And I don't serve a material God.
That's probably
but I serve an immaterial God. I serve one that will be here forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
He loved me so much, and He made a way that I could be around. And I'm thankful for that this morning. Take stock of your life. What do you put your trust in? How long are you going to be around?
Amen.
Thanks, Jimmy. Anybody else?
Let your sweet aroma fill.
Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. And fairest of 10,000, make me a reflection of your
day star, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere you open up the shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere you open up the
testimony. Go ahead, buddy.
I was going to brag on you there for a
While she's getting composed over here, because she's got to play this thing, we're going to be blessed this week. Come Friday, I'm going to be a legal and official grandpa. We were blessed tremendously yesterday. I was as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rockers, the old saying is. We babysitted both of them yesterday, and I'm just not real good with these. They're too little for me to grab them by and pick them up and just have to hold them, but Uncle Brian's holding one back there that we're hoping one day that little fella's going to be ours too, but he's, as far as I'm concerned, he's already ours, and God's working it out, but we're getting one officially Friday, and hopefully the Lord work it out, we can get this one day legally be ours. And I know Jeremy and Angie, or Angie, God, a lot of you know that. That's what I call her. She's been Angie since he met her. I don't know why, but anyway. But they prayed and prayed and prayed for a kid and had no idea this is the way it was going to happen. But this is God's plan. It's not ours.
Yeah.
It's not ours. And this song probably is for them as well. They went through it for about 2 years. They really did. But now God is blessed. And somebody else testify. I got to get myself together here.
Charleston, and I picked up a little boy named Hunter that was 16 months old. before everybody saying, we're going to teach this baby about God. And so anyway, it may not mean anything to anybody else, but next Sunday, I can't help but think, 24 years ago, I didn't even want to have kids, just wanted to be married. And then 7 years ago, I ended up getting a third one. And now, Jeremy, and that kind of led Jeremy and Jesse to the journey they're on. And I just think that, I mean, to never want to have kids and then to end up adopting one, that's God. Because it wasn't anything I wanted to do. And I really had to search the scripture. And I really had to pray. And I really had to follow God's direction. Because what I wanted was none of that. Anyway, I just I'm not real sure why I needed to say all that, but God is there and He's real, and you just have to look for Him, you just have to search for Him, and you just have to trust Him. And you may be going down a path of something that you don't want to do, but God's right there with you, and He will help you. And I just appreciate the Lord's presence in my life.
Amen.
You have a need this morning. All four pastors are here. If you got a need and you'd like to come up front and pray, you feel free to do so, and somebody'll meet you there. I know you're going through that fire. It's getting hard to stand the heat, but even harder is the wondering, is God's hand still on me? It's lonely in the flames when you're counting days of pain, but the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel, till there's submission to His will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's going to be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. Friend, I just came through that fire not too very long ago, and looking back I can see why, and that my God was in control. But on the hottest days I'd cry, oh Lord, isn't it about time? But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel, till there's submission to His will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's going to be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's going to be okay, 'cause the potter, He knows the clay.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child here reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the sky of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll stretch from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure. The same and angels' song.
You just never know how the Holy Spirit's going to show up. I'm just glad we're a church that makes him welcome. Anybody else? All right, Pastor Rob, you come bring the word. Pastor Aaron, would you ask God's blessing on the message this morning? Bless you, buddy.
Bless you. I need to testify. Yeah. Father Jimmy talked about things of this life disappearing, and this is a special day for me. Last week I told you I'm getting old. Today's my spiritual birthday.
Amen.
March 4th, 1963, I accepted Christ as my Savior.
Yeah.
I didn't know a thing about the first birthday, but I'll never forget the day.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the place. As Jimmy talked about, the church I was saved in was pretty close to where he grew up. That church is not there anymore. The interstate took it out.
Yeah, bless you, Aaron.
But he still lives in my heart.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
He still lives right here. And I'm so thankful for the many years that I've had with the Lord, and he's been with me all the way. So you pray for me. And, he don't need to speak. Put me in that place last Sunday, right? But I'm just so thankful. For a Christian wife.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for all of you that I get to worship with every day. I just want you to pray for me that I'll be what God would have me to be.
Bless you,
I'll pray for you anyway. Lord, we thank you for thank you for your presence here this morning.
Lord.
We thank you for the needs that you've met and those needs that you want to meet. Yeah. And let us bring them to you. Our Father, we pray that you would guide us and direct us throughout our life. We thank you for that day that you came into our heart. We thank you that you saved us, Lord, and we want to strive to serve you from now on. Just help us, Lord, strengthen us in our weakness. Help us all be able to do what you'd have us to do. And whatever's accomplished here, we pray that you be with Rob, that you lead him in the way that you'd have him to go. Each one that's here will remind you this morning. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And amen.
Amen. Hey, it's your time. It's your time.
My heart really felt all the people at the altar, right? You can feel the sincerity of all the people. The people prayed for me. The heart aches for them. I watched the video. The guy's supposed to be an expert. I did check his statistics. And he said 100% of our mass shooters have been people that didn't have a father figure in their life. I don't know how correct it is, but most of the people are. So the helplessness that they thought, that they felt by not having a father, 51% of the women, of the mothers that's under 30 years of age, are raising their children by themselves. If we didn't have the father to go to, how hopeless would it be? And how comforting is it to see this and to have a father that loves you and that listens to you and directs you? And I just felt so emotional with these people this morning. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit and the
That's right.
And our Father that can give us the compassion.
Sure.
And the people that are adopting these children to give them a chance in life. That before they'll learn the right way to go. And of course, I've had similar experiences with my family and stuff. There's nothing like to give somebody a chance in life. And that's what God wants to do us, is our chance.
God's time, your time. He's already spoke. I'm not going to speak. It's your time. I'm going to talk for a second. It's because I got something to tell you. Some good news. I got some good news. Anybody else? If the musicians would come. Anybody else got anything? I just want to tell you about my week. All right. I've got a message. Not for today. All right. It's not for today. It is not for today. But let me tell you something. God knows what you need. God knows how you feel. God knows what you're thinking. God knows your heart. This I do need to tell you. The Bible says in Psalms that the Lord knows our thoughts, knows the thoughts of man, and understands our thoughts afar off. This week, it's a big week for me. Big week for me. 6 months ago. 6 months ago. We went under the knife. You know what it was. I had a weight loss plan. I hate exercise and workouts. So I figure if I can remove everything that isn't needed in me, you lose weight, right? 6 months ago, I had my kidney removed. All was fine. All was good. God is good. You know, this week, the week before last, Lori says to me, "Oh, you've got a CT coming up." I didn't even know it was scheduled. Don't remember it being scheduled. And you got a doctor's appointment after that. Didn't even know it was scheduled. So it starts thinking. I start thinking, you know, well, 6 months, here we go. Checkup. Time to check what's going on. You know, and I've had things along the way that made me think it's something going on. You know, a little thing here and there, no big deal. So we go in and we go have the CT and all that, you know, and so then I call the doctor the next day or 2 days later or something, and I tell him, you know what, your appointment doesn't coincide with my schedule, so we're going to have to change some things. you know, because, I don't know. So the doctor, the nurse says, well, I don't have anything open for another week. That's 2 weeks. I don't want to wait 2 weeks to hear the doctor tell me all is well. I don't want to wait 2 weeks for that. So I tell her, I said, I can't do that. So I'll make that appointment work. I said, because I want to hear what the doctor has to say. Now, remember, I'm thinking before I went in to have it done, I'm thinking, is everything okay? Is everything okay? What's inside me? What's going on? Because I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. So we have that, and she says, well, that's all you're wanting. I said, yeah, that's why I want the appointment. She said, well, hold on. And she says to me, now, I don't know if she's supposed to say anything. I don't know, Doc, if the nurse is supposed to say it, or especially over the phone. I don't think so. So in case any doctors are listening, I dreamed all this, all right? I had a dream. Now, if you're out there on the internet listening, Doc, Dr. Hale, this was a dream. So she says to me, she says, oh, negative for recurrence. No signs. No signs of recurrence.
Yeah.
You talk about a plan
that
we're just a little part of. You know the story, how he made it happen and come to our knowledge that it was even there. And he just keeps on blessing. And he heard my thoughts long before I thought them. Small worries, small wonderings. God heard it. And God answered it because God is good. If you're here this morning, if you're here this morning and you've got thoughts of worry, God hears those thoughts. If you've got thoughts of doubt, God hears those thoughts. If you've got thoughts of cares and anxieties and sadness, God hears those thoughts. And God knows what you need. And you've already seen it happen, and it can be your morning too. Maybe you're here this morning and you don't have Jesus in your heart. That's the biggest care, the biggest worry, the biggest thought, the biggest scare that God wants to take care of. This morning, if you're here and you're not saved, and all this has meant nothing to you, and you wonder what it's meant to all of us and why we're acting like we do, well, you need to get what we've got, and that's Jesus. If you don't have Jesus in your heart, you need him. If you don't have enough of Jesus in your heart this morning, you say enough. Paul said that I might know him more. If you need more of Jesus in your heart this morning, he's here. If you need Jesus for anything, as we stand and as we sing, as you've already seen, God's ready to talk to you.
Far away in the depths of my spirit today rolls a melody sweeter than song. In celestial like strains, it unceasingly rolls o'er my soul like an infinite wonderful peace
in this crazy
coming
world
down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. I am resting today in his wonderful peace, resting sweetly in Jesus' control. For I'm kept from all dangers by night and by day, and his glory is flooding my soul. Oh, soul, are you here without comfort and rest? marching down the rough pathway of time. Make Jesus your friend ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept his sweet peace so sublime. He'll give you peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father.
There's something on your heart. There's something on your heart that's wearing and tearing and burdening. That's dragging on your heart. God wants to help you with that this morning. Something in your life. It could be a loved one. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. Something in your life this morning is causing you some anxiety, some sadness, some cares. God says to us, cast it on me. Cast it on me. I already know about it. Go ahead and give it to me. So this morning, as Chris sings on, you need to lay it at the feet of Jesus. You need to give it to him. You've tried. You've tried and you've tried. And it's not working out. You can't make happen what needs to happen. God can make things happen. God can change things and situations. God can change circumstances and people and change hearts. This morning, as we sing on, if that's you, don't stand back there and hold on to it. Don't wrap your arms around the problem. Wrap your arms around God and let him take the problem. As we sing, if you need to pray, come pray.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that there is an unseen hand to me that leads through ways I cannot see, while going
this world of woe. His hand still leads me as I go. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land, and some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand, and I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story. I'm saved by grace, and there upon that golden strand I'll praise Him for His guiding hand. I'm trusting this weary land, and some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand.
Take that step. What a long 10 seconds if you needed to. I'm not going to carry it out, drag it out, but I'm going to ask you one thing real quick. If everybody would bow your heads and close your eyes, I'm going to ask you one question. Pastors looking around only. Pastors only. If you should have come to pray this morning, something's bothering you, something's troubling you, you should have, but you didn't. Slip your hand up and right back down. Nobody's going to call you out. Bless that hand. Bless that hand. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Church, I only do this. Bless you. Keep them going. Keep them going. Church, I do this to ask you to do this. Pray for those hands. Pray for those hands. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Yeah. Bless you. Bless you. Absolutely. God sees that. God hears that. God sees that. God hears it. I'm going to pause one more time to give you 10 seconds to take that step. God is good.
Yeah.
God is good.
Amen.
God is here.
Yes.
God is good and God is here. Bless you. All right, great church. Using the altar again, you can open your eyes. You can come forward. You can pray. Pray with somebody. Come pray for yourself. God's still moving.
I will serve Thee because I love Thee. You have given life to I was nothing before You found me. You have given life to me. Heartache
God been good to you. Yeah.
I've already got one with me.
Right.
Three to get back when it's off.
Amen.
I didn't come forward, but I may get a whipping fork, but that's all right. I want to tell it like this. That way everybody would know. God already knows about it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But
right.
The folks here have got children with you. You're blessed.
Yeah, amen, amen. Somebody else. Somebody else. How many weeks to revival? 5-0 It has started. 5 weeks to the 5-day, but it's already moving. So jump in. Jump in.
I was wondering if I should bring a sermon tonight.
God will bring it. God will bring it. All right, now. To go along with what Kim said, next week, next Sunday morning, we're going to do a couple of different things. We're going to have one, a baby dedication. So, or let's just say a young child dedication. Well, maybe you want to dedicate your mom and dad. I don't know. Next Sunday, dedication. If you want to take part, see one of the pastors about it. Make sure you get in touch with Julie about it. Right. Just you telling us about your child. And if you want to see a sample, just email, text Julie. We're also going to be combining the service over here with the contemporary service. So Trent will be speaking in the service. We have a young man that's going to be singing during the baby dedication. Al's going to be doing that part. We're going to dismiss Sunday school early. Teachers, Brian will let you know how early. So we'll get that taken care of, and we'll come here, we'll worship together, we'll have church, we'll have a dedication, and we'll let the revival just keep going.
Yeah.
That's all next Sunday morning.